Begin the current daf, Masechet is made cut in daf Yud Ches. Begin the daf, begin the Tez Masa, begin with the Gemara, B'stayim Milsa, and we see that it was effective, the words that he said, Avram Avinu, the Hodah that he came back, he said, we're going to come back, even though really we're supposed to do that Kedan Yitzchak, and he did come back. So we see that Bris Krusel is Vasayim. Says Tyson's statement, it's a wonder, because Dilma Mid the Tebim Rubim, maybe because the attribute of good is always better than that of bad, so how could you prove that bad from what was something good? Rather, says Tzitzis Vavli Lassu, the Gemara should have brought Hodama Ula Ba'amah. This is Ula says that in general, as the Gemara says in Brachad of your test, the oil mal yiftach odom pip lasat, the person should not open up his mouth for the Satan. Shemak says, the Pasuk in Yeshayah, Yeshim debar Hashem ketzin the Stoim, listen to the word of God, the ministers of Stoim, where because they had just said, we're like Stoim. So that's where you see that there's a covenant for the lips. Why bring something good, which would not necessarily prove for the bad? Shemak says, Masla, the Gemara is the Gemara, Ube Genustari Asr. But with Genustri, although you let it take your, cut your nails, but not with Genustri. First of all, he explains, it's a tool that's designated for cutting nails. That's its name. Now, from the wording of that Genustri is Asta, Mashma sounds like Shoyimata, but he did permit in the other way, whether with a razor, whether with scissors. But not only that it's permitted to cut it with one's teeth. But Miu, however, on the other hand, coming Gemara, the Gemara does say that he cut the fingernails with his teeth. That's specific. Well, the teeth is permitted, so we have contradictory inferences. Now, since there's a thing, it's a wonder, because I mean, previously the Gemara said, according to everybody. So why is Rabbi Yechanan cutting his fingernails with his teeth if we hold like that of Rabbi Yisi, that you let him cut your fingernails on Cholamite? Says Taisa B'Shem, maybe Rabbi Yechanan said, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he actually disagreed and he held, no, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. That it's forbidden. And he explains the reason is because the Machmarin Mamay Trebim Abul, because he actually inverse, he actually hold that actually Cholamay is actually more severe than that of mourning, and therefore the Likud of Sheshim B'Davidi. Dhamma that he said the other way. He said, Dhamma, I'm talking about things that permit a Cholamay, Astrum B'Mei Abdullah, are forbidden days of mourning. And there'd be a Cholamay that no, actually, you could have that Cholamay is more Chamer than the days of mourning. And that, yes, you're not allowed to take then. Now, chalamoid, more than with one's teeth. Now, but Rain Tampirish, he explains, the Kashim Shem with the machine of, just like it's permitted to cut the fingernails with one teeth, you could take one fingernail and cut from one hand by using the fingernails to cut the fingernails of the other hand. Because the Chosel Chashav Shin, Lina Shabbos, Pergam Tzi, we find this considered as a Shinui, around laws of Shabbos, in Pergam Tzi, the Shabbos of Sadiq Bez and Mepes. So, too, that would be the same thing over here with the laws of chalamoid. Now, women allowed to cut their nails on chalamite because the Gittin of Bisham learned the Yisham because of Oisa Ishtak Shoseh B'Maid regarding the halacha that our Gemara also mentions the halacha that women can make a dormant on chalamite. The Chashan that tells Sahar B'Tzipanar and it actually mentions cutting here and fingernails B'Tzarchian. One has to still analyze this. Now, Balachas Gidos Namem and the Bahag he also says Ve'Ishim Mutez when tells Sahar that a woman is actually permitted to cut her hair La'achar Shiva after the 7 day period of mourning. Says it appears to be ishun the suadafka comment. This is specifically by a married woman, because a married by mamet is sarka. But now it's talking about where she puts rouge on her face, but develops besed, and she puts on this cream of plaster shemushim takshiv, which is for an adornment. She likes to nevel a bailo. It's all that she shouldn't be disgraced for her husband. So it's specifically a married woman, and also and this only to adorn herself. But as far as mamash, literally get a haircut, a suah would be forbidden. He also says that you're allowed to cut your fingernails on chalamayid, like we brought previously, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Balachas Gedolos Paisik and Bahagi rules that Shiva, during the Shiva period, also be Genustri. Now I'll use the special fingernail cutter. But Bashina Mutter, with one teeth, it's permitted. After the Shiva, Mutter of be Genustri is permitted even with the special nail clipper. Now, says Tezgali, Dan Manala, and then we get this from. Because that he wants to say the Braisa, I retell Shiva the Braisa told me specifically during the Shiva, and that's what we're saying, only goodness studies are forbidden then. Where does he get this from? Even Shiva Gitani Me'ebli, because it says during the days of his mourning, well, how can I get on Me'ebli Gabi Gluk? We say the same terminology, days of mourning, rather than taking a haircut behind the Kosheshim, that's been all 30 days. For come as we say, Shem Shasli Galech Me'ebli, just like not take hair during the days of mourning, Kakosli Tzabana, but Me'ebli said, do not cut your fingernails during the days of mourning. Mashra sounds like Kosheshim, all 30 days. And be subject to abuse, and if he holds like abuse, that's permitted. So Yatil Gemma should be permitted totally all the way, even with the Gnostic, even during Shiva. So it says, Yashlom, what you can say is, yeah, the subject of abuse, he holds like abuse, but a Mestabalahu, but they felt it was logical that for abuse, that even abuse, he always be Gnostic type Shiva, that even he would agree that during the Shiva itself would be forbidden with the special tool, which is Dumi Demayed, which is someone to Allah Chalamayed, that we said that you know, cut your fingernails with Gnostic, even though we rule like abuse. Or maybe his proof was Shema Maisa de Shmuel Mash Mikzas, because the story that the Gemara brings of Shmuel sounds a little bit the Shaklin no Tufrei, that he took his fingernails Chavtina ba'apei and threw it in his face. In his face, it sounds like that only that's the qualification of when your BC holds you allowed to take your fingernails during the days of mourning. Now the Ma'itar Shabbatavka, that was specifically during the Shiva, because the Patek Shiva, the story was during Shiva, Bashinavaya, how did he take it off with his teeth? Midikamin the Basahi, because of the fact that it says after the Bugunusti Yasti that where the special tool is forbidden. So Nashma Sang Shmulahai Gunusti, that Shmuel wasn't doing Gunusti. And Vlash Kechan the Asurak Tel Shiva, and that story that was saying it's forbidden, we only find it during the Shiva. Shalakam Tel Zak when he came to mourn to comfort him, which is during the Shiva, and therefore that's where he gets this from, that the Allah would only be that even the Okur Debisa was mutter, but during the Shiva would be forbidden, but it would only be forbidden with Gunusti, but not with one's teeth. The next test master begins with the Gemara Bikshim in the Safa. They asked him regarding cutting the mustache. Which Yesh Lefarshtei says, what you could explain is just that he permitted to cut the mustache, a specific like they shouldn't, but you have to do it through some different type of a way. Dumi did Safanayim, similar to cutting the fingernails, which we said that Gunustri is also, you can't do it in a normal way. And there's a test, it appears the Hacha Pirish here, the interpretation is Davkal Acha Shiva, that specifically after the Shiva day period, but in the Shiva itself, it actually would be forbidden. Even though he has two garments, but they got soil. He wants to wash them, which generally forbidden to wash, but these that were saying in the Mishnah are permitted to wash, but someone that only has one garment, then he could wash always in Chol HaMoed. Which says, the fact that the Gemara does not answer. Hachob here in the Mishnah, that doesn't count. Someone only has one garment, but my skin, what we told him, Bishalik, Kibs, Levnei, Regals, told him, where he didn't wash it before the Yom Tiv. And then you could say, Dalishirin, and that we wouldn't permit Mishain Lucholik Alechod, that we wouldn't permit someone only has one garment. Elihali gives a little bit of only to wash before the Yom Tiv. Abelik gives a bit of didn't wash. We had the Pasha was negligent. Lucholik, we would not permit that to wash on the Cholamayin. And then that's what we have to come tell you specifically these people. In fact, the Gemara does not answer like that. Masha sounds like the Mishain Lucholik Alechod, someone actually only has one garment. Sholichab Zemayin, he permitted to wash it on Cholamayin. If the Pasha, even if it's negligent, Lucholik gives a little bit of didn't wash it before the Yom Tiv. Captain Reli, and that's how it appears to me. But a betaisvist, which it seems that many times we find that they bring the words of the taisis in these taisis over here, which in our masechta, because it's from a baal taisis before this taisis are written. He's mesubik, he's in doubt regarding this. But says taisis benirali, it appears to me. The achamashma, this sounds like midloy mafik, but in fact, it's not differentiating. More of a says benirali, it appears to gab oval by more than lisharina, we don't permit kishain la lacholik echad, when he only has one, even though he only has one garment, because the film hoyle mechubasin asalabish, because even if they were already laundered to have been to wear it during his days of Shiva, mashaik benirali, in contrast to chalamite. Natsachin says one has to end was Bukoyin, Shoshama Mishmat Bereg. Koyin that finished his Mishmer, Shabbos, falls out in the middle of the Yamtiv. The Mutl Chabbos, it is allowed to go ahead and do laundry. The Tandal El, the Tandal that said previously in the Vizayim Beis, the Tano Koyin, that he did teach that a Koyin is permitted to get a haircut on Moed, not like the Mishnah that we had brought over there, where if his days of the Mishnah finished during the Yamtiv, and now what's Aloha regarding, is he also allowed to do laundry in the Yamtiv, and also, but also regarding the morning. Because a fellow Tanu Dan, even according to our Tanu, that he holds that Imchal Shlish Lis Be'er Yom Tov, if the third day of morning falls out to be an Erev Yom Tov, Shas Rechit Ar Erev Dinala Bathe until the evening. Upish B'Kon, as Rashi explains, Ad Alayla B'Tzai, not until nighttime with cold, Ayat Chol HaMoed, or Abit Chol HaMoed, B'Kham with warm water. Ve'ein Amut Lichaz Me'er Yom Tov, not let a bathe from before Yom Tov. Miu, K'Shchal Shvish Lebe Erev Regal, but if day seven falls out Erev Yom Tov, the Asal Chavaz Lichaz Kol Yom, not let a bathe and do laundry all day. Mut Lichaz Regal, he allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed, even though he was not allowed to get a haircut on the regal because he didn't finish the 30 days before the Yom Tov. So that's regarding cutting hair, but regarding doing laundry, it would be permitted on the regal because he finished the Shiva, which is when you now do laundry, and that was finished before the Yom Tov. So he says, but now you have to analyze him. Emes or Shemuta, if it's true that it'd be permitted, my Tamil Tan, then why wouldn't have been said explicitly in the Gemara? And that is that even Kondraban, that don't make him Kekulai, but when day seven falls on Erev Yom Tov, you wouldn't be able to get a hikar on the Cholmai, but it would be permitted to do laundry. So why wouldn't it say that? And places remains with a Tzarachim regarding this case of about a morning that day seven falls on Erev Yom Tov, if it's permitted to do laundry on the regal, even according to the Rabbanan.